Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Vov Omid Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we, Mitzvah Shem, will complete today's Simen Resh Mem Dalet. We're at the very bottom line of Vov Omid Aleph with the Ramah in Sif Vov. Yesterday, we spoke out the Mechaber, who taught us that if a Jewish person purchased the right to collect the taxes, he collects the taxes and gives them to the government, and he keeps an additional extra money that he collects, he's allowed to go and sell that right in a kablanus type of relationship to a non-Jewish person. For example, he says, every time you collect $100, I'll give you $20, or something like that. And this, the Mechaber says, is okay. It's a kablanus type of an arrangement. Now the Ramah comments, and he says, Hagah, v'chein yucho lahaskir hameches, he likewise can do this for an arrangement to sell it to a non-Jewish person to collect for all of the Shabbosos, and the non-Jewish person can collect all of the Shabbosos. So he sells the right to collect the taxes that the non-Jewish purchases from him for Shabbos, and the non-Jewish person pays him a flat amount for this, and then the non-Jewish person, whatever he collects on those Shabbosos, it belongs to him himself. We're not concerned in this situation, the Ramah says. We're not concerned that people will say, oh, he's collecting the taxes on behalf of Yankel, who has the right to collect the taxes. Because we're talking here, because this would be a huge financial loss for the person, and therefore, in this type of a setting, the rabbis did not set up a Maris Ayin Din, and he brings us down in the name of the Beis Yosef. So here, we're not concerned that people will say, oh, this is the guy is acting on behalf of Yankel collecting the taxes, but they'll know that this is a kablanus arrangement and that the non-Jewish person is collecting the taxes on his own behalf on Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Dalet explains, Rosh Lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, the bazeh gam kemidino shori, this is min etzem adin permissible, because it's a kablanus arrangement. Deinu Yehudi ki ovid adaita den ashe ovid, because the non-Jewish person, if he works hard, he's going to make all that money. If he doesn't work hard, he won't make any money. So therefore, he's doing this totally for his own benefit, which is allowed. Because of a Morgan of Rome, and the Morgan of Rome adds over here, the gam yishum schar Shabbos les bazeh, afshu maskir le Shabbos l'chud, and there isn't the problem over here with schar Shabbos over here, even though the non-Jewish person has purchased this right only on Shabbosos. Why not? Mishum dahare hu ki ilu kona mimenu hameches, because for Shabbos, the non-Jewish person has in fact purchased the entire contract. He's the one that now can collect the taxes. V'havi le kili yodea sheviyu lo eino yehudim schor b'Shabbos. And this is similar to a situation if a person knows that non-Jewish people are going to come to him to purchase his stuff on Shabbos, so he's allowed to sell it umuchara b'erev Shabbos leinu Yehudi. He sells all of his merchandise to a non-Jewish person before Shabbos. Shuyi kablo mimenu b'Shabbos. And this way, the other people, the non-Jews that are purchasing from him, are now not purchasing from him. They're purchasing from the non-Jewish person. The pshita, the shari, that is permissible. You sold all your schara erev Shabbos. Now they're buying it from the non-Jewish person. So he says over here, that is permissible min etzem hadin. Aye, what about the Maris Ayin? So that's what the Ramah said. Lo Choshishu, we didn't make a Maris Ayin concern over here because of the Pseida, because of the loss that's incurred. Likewise, the Mishneh Berurah says, V'chein Gabi Matbeya. Likewise, in terms of coinage, Mocher lo Hurmano bi'alma, Ma'aseh lo mehamelech, he's given over the rights from the king to go and print the coins to make the currency. V'chol ha'revach yikacha in a Yehudi. And therefore, any profit that's to be made over here, the Jewish person got a flat sum from the non-Jewish person, and now any additional profits that are being made, they're being made for the non-Jewish person. So anything he does is adaita d'nafshei of it. He's doing it for himself, and therefore it's permissible. Aye, in this situation as well, there's Maris Ayin. The aim is the Rak Mishu Maris Ayin. You have the Chashash over here. People are going to say, oh, this is Yankel's currency producing over here. Shiyom Rishu Oset Tzor Yisrael, that they're going to say this non-Jewish person is producing the currency on behalf of Yankel. She Yisrael Sechoro Lufto B'Shabbos L'Kabal HaMeches, that the Jewish person has hired him out to go and collect the taxes or to make the currency over here on Shabbos. So that's what the Ramah said. V'zeo Shekosav HaRamah V'lo Chay Shinon V'chulei. In this situation, we're not concerned for Maris Ayin, because the b'mokum seido ki haygavne lo choshishu b'chule. That's what the b'chule is over here. The Ramah says, for a loss of money over here, we're not going to institute a marisayin concern. V'lo hiskir klal mischar Shabbos. And since nothing is mentioned specifically over here regards to schar Shabbos, therefore it's not a problem. And the Mishneh Berurah tells us, if you look further in the Bir Halacha, the Ayin Bevir Halacha, he explains this in more detail. Dibra Maskul, the Mokum Sey, the Vahule, the Chavetz Chaim explains why there are sometimes that we do make the Gzeira of the Mokum Sey, we do make a Gzeira over here, that Lo Choshishu, and at other times we don't, Ayin Shom. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat Lamed Hey, We said in this situation, we don't make a chashash of Ma'ariv Sa'ayin. Da, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, we should know. The Mashem, you call our poskim, that all the poskim agree. The lo itira, afilu b'mokum hefsid godol, that when the rabbis over here, the Ramah said that we're not choshish for Ma'ariv Sa'ayin over here, we only do that, what's called the mokum hefsid godol. Ela b'ofen zeh shetziyah shulchan aruch. Only under the situation specifically over here that the Shulchan Aruch said so, which is the Hainu. Obikibolus, it must be a contractual job relationship for a flat sum. Oshemaskilo is Gufa Rebach, or he sells him the entire Geschäft over here for Shabbos, and any profits that are made, or any losses theoretically that are incurred, are totally the guy's. The Becholze, Ovigilulim, Adaita, the Nafshe Kovid. In both of these scenarios, where the non Jewish person is paying a flat fee for this, or he's rented out to do this, but he keeps all the profit, he's doing it solely for his own benefit. If he wishes to work, he'll make a lot of money. If he doesn't wish to work, he'll lose a lot of money, but it's his choice. Avil, however, Bishir Yomamish, to actually hire him out just for the day, and you're paying him a salary to work for you that day, and you get all of the profits, that is also Bechol Gavni. We point out again, the Mishnah Berurah says that that is absolutely forbidden. Furthermore, you should know from this, those people that own a base mashke, means some sort of a wedding hall or a bar or something like that, that they take in a non-Jewish person to be behind the counter and to work the business on Shabbos, they're not doing it properly. That is, in fact, incorrect. And the Chofetz Chaim explains in the Shaar HaTzion Oslam and Hey, even according to the opinion that says, Shus de Shus Mokum Hefsid, the Kama Mesimim Shin Hey is okay, that if you're telling a guy to do something, it's only a Din de Rabbanon, if there's a loss of money, that would be normally okay. That's only when there's no Eitzah Acheres, there's no alternative. But here you do have an alternative. Arrange this all properly before Erev Shabbos, as the Shulchan Aruch says over there. Or let him buy it from you, Erev Shabbos, and then it's his wine or beer or whatever it is that he's selling, and therefore it's Nafshe the day. It would be his. The Afim Nachshav, the Mishnah Berurah continues. The Afim Nachshav, Minyas Rebach, Yom HaShabbos, Lehefsid Gadol. Because even if you want to say that the loss of profit over here, that the Jewish person would be losing out, is considered a Hefsid Gadol. However, Mikol Mokom, Halo, Lohi Tiru, Bishir Yom Mamash. That only works for Kablonus. It doesn't work for hiring the guy on an hourly basis to work for you on Shabbos. Furthermore, Vagam du Ulai hu rak bechlal minyas rebach, and maybe this isn't really considered a loss. This is just a prevention of making a profit, which is different than a loss. A loss would be, for example, that your milk spoils, and if you don't sell it today, it's going to be a loss. That's called a loss. But if it's an item that won't spoil, and you're just not selling it for as big a profit, that's called preventing a profit from being made. So that's not something that's called hefsid gadol. Kemo shekosv achronim le'inyan tanur u'merchutz, like we've already discussed in regards to an oven or a bathhouse, where you're just not making a profit, but you're not losing anything. The al kol panim, the bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah says, ein lahate el b'ofen shetziru ha'shulchan aruch v'aramah. The only time that this is permissible is exactly the way the Mechaber and the Ramah described it, only under these specific circumstances. Or, alternately, or you totally sell it to the non-Jewish person on Erev Shabbos, and in this way it's totally his. People are still going to say in this situation it's Yankel's. That would be permissible over here, Mishum say, because of the financial loss that's being incurred over here, and therefore it's allowed. But according to what we learned previously in the name of Taz, and according to this, Taz is going to tell us that you'd actually be allowed to stand and watch at some distance over here to make sure that the non-Jewish person is not stealing from you, is not taking extra that he's not allowed to take. However, he says, you have to be very careful that you don't get involved in the business in any way at all. All you can do is watch to make sure he's not stealing anything. He's not putting anything in his pocket. He's not putting anything in the truck. And you're not allowed to speak to him at all about the business. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is a very difficult thing for a person to do. It's his business, and he sees the guy not doing a good job, so he's going to be interested in rushing over and telling him that's not the way to talk to a client, that's not a great way to go and encourage people to come to the store, and therefore that's very difficult for a person to do. So he says, "Ach, olam noagim lahatir." So the Mishnah Berurah says, but people still, Nebuch, they do allow this, give themselves a heter to do so, based upon this heter. And the Mishnah Berurah says, let them do this, because they're going to do it anyway. And mutav shiyu shogin v'ayu midzidim. And he says it's preferable that they do this b'shogin. If you tell them they're not allowed to do it, they're going to do it anyway. And this is one of those examples where we apply a very, very important principle that if you know somebody's going to do a sin, it's better that they do it by accident, b'shogin, rather than you telling them it's absolutely forbidden when they're going to do it anyway. This falls under the rubric of sometimes it's a time to give tochacha and sometimes there's a time not to give tochacha. And this would be an example where it would be better that they do it without knowing that it's also because they're going to do it anyway, then you telling them that it's also, and then they're certainly going to do it, and now they're doing it b'mezid. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah adds the most important line, which we've already mentioned many times, and we'll see it again in Rav Moshe. V'aboteach b'Hashem, if somebody truly trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eino mechapes tzedodei kulos al Shabbos, and he doesn't look for every single kula under the sun, in order to get around these restrictions of Shabbos that the rabbis instituted, Ashrov, he will be praised and he will be, Be'ezus Hashem, be successful. So it's always better for a person, unless it's really under the most dire of circumstances and a great financial loss, that he shouldn't take advantage of any of these leniencies, especially since there's such a high likelihood that he'll do it incorrectly. Certainly, it would be preferable if a person is financially able to do so, not to take advantage of these leniencies. Tisha foot number 30 brings down the same thing in the name of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. It says, "Lasso shtari mechira b'shul ahatir avoda b'Shabbos," to get into an arrangement that you're selling your business to a non-Jewish person and he'll work it on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe writes in the Igros Moshe, "She'ein daito nocha mikach." While it may be technically allowed, he doesn't like this. He says, number one, kivon shibarov hapamim hu shelo kedin. Number one, they're doing it incorrectly. It's not done properly. It may be in a situation you're not allowed to do it. Mishum she'en anochri ose al das atzmo, el al das balabais. And the nochri isn't doing it really for his own purposes. He's doing it to help you out, and he's doing it in a way that it really isn't a kablonus. And certainly, he adds, v'kosha came b'vdino sein. Rav Moshe is talking in America, in the United States, between the 50s and the 80s. Nowadays, he says, she'inyan shmir Shabbos parutz, nebuch, there's a tremendous amount of lack of observance of Shabbos. Vim yatiru beizdin mechiru lenochri, kidei lahatir avod b'Shabbos. And if they allowed the Jewish people to keep their stores open, because a non-Jewish person will be working them, tischalol ha-Shabbos v'fahesya, this would lead to even greater chilul Shabbos in public. And it would lead, she'avo lahakil b'zayoser, the people already having a difficult time observing Shabbos. So it's going to lead to a further degradation of shomer Shabbos situations, she'esh v'yisoa b'chonius. The Jewish people will sit there and they say, oh, I'm not really doing anything. I'm just making sure that the guy does it right. So it's going to lead to people working in the stores on Shabbos, and they'll think that they have a heter and a kula to do so. So therefore, Rav Moshe says he really doesn't like this. And that's a strong statement. He really doesn't want this to happen. And that often is much more important than the, quote, strict din. When you have a Talmud Chacham, a gadol, who says you shouldn't do something, so that's a much stricter prohibition sometimes than an actual issur d'rabbanan. Now we go weiter in the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'Yisrael ha'memuna al-mafeya shomelach. The Jewish person, we already alluded to this before in the Mishnah Berurah, that's in charge of the making of the coins for the king. So dino kedin ha'memuna al-mecha. So the same rule applies over here in regards to him selling this to a non-Jewish person in a kablonis situation. So the same rules apply over here, just like they did for the collection of the taxes. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Vav explains, therefore, v'alkein mutu liten ha'kesef le'en Yehudi mibod yom mikibolis. So you can give it to a kablonis type of arrangement that the non-Jewish person is playing a flat sum for it and it's his. So you're allowed to do this and you can give him the silver before Shabbos to go and make the coins. And you can make the arrangement that I'm giving you a bar of silver over here, and if you make 100 coins, you'll get 10 coins. Or he can just say, here, you're purchasing this coin for me, this block of silver, this ingot over here for $100, and if you make $200 worth of coins, it's all yours. If you make $150 worth of coins, it's all yours. Whatever you make from this is yours. And this is allowed, as we explained, Mishum Pseid, because of the financial loss that the Jewish person is going to suffer, because he paid for the rights to make these coins, and he only has the rights to make these coins or to collect these taxes for a specific period of time. The Ramah adds over here, the afal pi shemashmiim kol b'shabbos b'akos ha'mabea. Everybody's going to know that this non-Jewish person is making the coins because they make a lot of sound. As opposed to collecting the taxes, which isn't necessarily recognizable, here everybody's going to hear the banging on the silver and the forming it into the coins. Nevertheless, it's permissible. He brings that in the name of Hadagos, my money. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, v'ayin l'kam in sim reish nun beis. These dinim will also be discussed further in reish nun beis. Then he adds, again, the same idea that we've mentioned already multiple times. It's critical to hear this and not only listen to all the kulas and heterim over here. One has to be very careful that in these situations where the non-Jewish person is behet or working for you, you shouldn't stand over him to make sure that he's doing a good job. Whether this is over here b'matbeya or b'kabbalas hamechas, whether it's talking about the coin situation or the collection of the taxes, he brings us down the name of the Mordechai in the first parak in Shabbos. One has to be very careful, and the Mishnah Berurah already cautioned us, it's very difficult to do so. And Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Zayin, he says, Shelo Yeshev HaYisrael, the Jewish person shouldn't sit there, Shehiskilo or Shlucho, he shouldn't send another Jewish person over there that he rents, or a person's acting as his messenger over there to watch the Geshäft, to watch the business. And finally, the Kosav HaTaz, the Ma'asha also Leishiv Shom, the reason why we say that it's also to sit over there, Hainu Kidei Leida Ma'hi HaYishasku Sha'osei Yudi Ho'einu Yehudi, you shouldn't send somebody over there to see that he's doing a good job, U'kidei Lekabel Emenu Cheshben Azel Amocha, and he'll know therefore how many items were sold, or how much he made, and then he'll make a calculation tomorrow. That is not allowed because that's considered doing business on Shabbos, which we said you're not supposed to do. However, if the only purpose that the Jewish person or his hired hand, the Jewish person that he hired, is sitting over there, to make sure that he doesn't take and hide away any of the taxes that he collected, so then technically it's mutter. And this, he says, explains how if you have the rights to the millstone that were granted to you from the governor of the city, that you're running the millstone, you purchased the concession to run the millstone for the town, so that gives you a heter to go and send a worker over there to make sure that he doesn't cheat. However, he says, Rak Yizaru Shlo Yadabu Klum Basic, but you can't have anything to do with the business. You can't tell them, oh, you're not doing the milling well, or you should do it this way or that way. Adkan Lashon, that's the end of the Lashon of the Taz. V'chein Kosu Sharei HaAchronim, and this is opinion as well, of the other Achronim, it's a Sharei Tzion, Oslamites says, the Graz, the Chayodim, the Shulchan Shlomo. Finally, the issue for number 32 brings down, Ulegabi Yisroel, Shemosa Tu'a Lenochim, B'od Yom, V'kotzes Loscharo, you gave your wheat over to a non-Jewish person before Shabbos, and you gave a set amount for him to be paid to go and grind it for you. So we'll learn in Simon Reishon and Beis, Shemutu Shiitochein Anochri Avura B'Shabbos. In that situation, the guy is allowed to go grind on your behalf because you paid him before Shabbos and he's doing it on his own time. But it has to be B'Tnai Shlo Yamar Yisrael Etzlo B'Zman HaTchina. But you can't stand over him while he's doing the Tchina to make sure he does it well. Because in this way, Nirek HaNochri Kishlucho, then it looks like the Nochri is actually working for you, not for himself, and that's not allowed. And finally, the issue foot number 33 brings down, this idea that you're not supposed to do business on Shabbos, even if it's, quote, heter. But Malcolm Hefzid Mama, what about in a financial, great financial loss? So then we'll learn in Simon Shin Zayin, in the name of the Bach, Shemish Yesh Lochov Eitzel Nochri Onos. If a person is owed money by a non-Jewish person, and that non-Jewish person is leaving town, and if you don't collect it now, you're never going to get it later on. So he says, Mutter lo lelechas b'Shabbos l'sar, you would be allowed to go to the police, to government over here, that they shouldn't allow this Nochri to run away from you, because if he does, then you lose all your money. And even though this is considered Mimtzol Chetzucha, since this is a Hefzid Meruba, the rabbis did not make this gezer over here of Mimtzol Chetzucha. That concludes Simon Reish Mem Dalet and today's shir.